All right, the next one is the tough one, right? Settling malpractice cases. You cringe even at the title. Even the settling word hurts, Lisa.
It does. I just feel like when you're doing the best of your ability and you're doing something for the patient and you know you're not doing any harm to them and a bad outcome comes along and you settle. Settle to me just is a hard word, you know, because you did everything right and now you're settling and then it's admitting guilt, but it's not. You're not guilty. You did the best you could. And that's hard for me to swallow.
And didn't do anything wrong. Yeah. I think we've talked about before, my brother's actually a medical defense attorney. And when he very first started, I'd ask him about some of the cases and he would tell me about all the, you know, this is the 15th time they've slipped and fallen. And I was like, you know, in our hospital this week, you know, all those kind of weird cases. And then as he got experience, then of course he was starting to deal with real cases and real sadness. And I asked him again, way early on, but what do you do if the hospital or the physician or the nurse is at fault? He's like, you settle, you pay like that. And that, you know, soothed my heart. Like, okay, so you fight for our profession if somebody is misinterpreting or throwing blame, and you pay out if we're wrong. Like, that's a perfect world. Like, that's the way it should be, somebody to represent. But I agree, this is a hard pill to swallow, to say we didn't do anything wrong. We did everything right. It's still a bad outcome. We can't save the world. And now we are paying out, but it's maybe they have to use a different word, or maybe we have to do some advertising, something to say a settlement is saying we respect your pain. Again, maybe this is the conversation opener. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know how to get past Swami and Gita both saying, like, get over the emotional attachment to this and being part of your ego. But I think that's hard.
That's a big part of it,
though. This is a personal thing. Like, we are touching people. We are entering their private lives. We are a part of them for a short time. And it feels like we're admitting guilt, which if we hurt somebody, we need to, and we need to try to make it right. But if we didn't, so maybe it has to be a different vocabulary word, in my opinion.
Maybe.
Something to say, we respect your pain, and it's going to cause us all severe pain, and so we're going to stop this now. I don't know. I'm not a part of it. I'll have to see how I feel. But for nursing in this, I think it's really of utmost importance that we think about our documentation. We think about on every single patient and realize we most likely, not guaranteed, are not the ones being sued for these patients. It seems to fall mostly on the physicians. And that's your colleague. You better document correctly.
Right.
Document to the very best. Paint a picture that you can remember if you're called on it, that you can recognize your own words, not just your check boxes. And make it clear everything that was done, especially everything done correctly for these patients.
Right. Well, now that you mentioned that, Kathy, about the checkboxing and documentation, sometimes I think that that's going to lead us down the wrong path, because a lot of our boxes is, you know, alert and oriented, check, times four, check. But I remember back in the day, we used to write narratives on our written charts of patient, you know, looks like this, did this, ambulated this, had this. And it was so descriptive that if we did go to court, we could read it and kind of jog our memory better. But now with the EMRs, we're just checking, you know, and it doesn't really give a descriptive idea of what the patient looks like and how they were. And I just, you know, that's scary.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially if your colleague is looking at, again, losing their livelihood or at least their self-esteem.
Right.
So super important, scary. But I think, unfortunately, I actually have friends that are European, and they just the other day, completely unrelated to anything in this podcast, but were saying that it was their dealing with the healthcare system here, and completely unsolicited, they said, it's the weirdest thing, like everything in this country runs so well. They're always in awe of how easy it is to make arrangements and to figure things out. And mind you, English is a second language, but they can navigate this country, no problem. The most complicated issues they can figure out. And they said, and then it comes to healthcare. And no point in going on and on, but just the fact that we're such a strange society in the way it's set up, and the fact that settling malpractice cases is a thing, right? The fact that this is even a discussion that we have to have, like it's okay to pay out millions of dollars because that's going to be cheaper than the $9 million you would have to pay if you were, it's tough.
Right.
So I think that's a bigger conversation than we're going to settle this month.
Right.